Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, and welcome back to the Deliciously Stellar podcast, which is now weekly, which is really, really exciting. So today I'm going to be meeting a lady who's done some scientific research on how much water we should really be drinking.
I think the problem is water's a bit boring, so they thought, let's just chuck loads of other stuff in and tell you it's better than something that naturally exists that we've been drinking for centuries.
So I went to go and have brunch with my sisters on Saturday, which is really nice. We had a lovely time. And then we were like, oh, you know, let's do a spot of shopping. I go to Topshop. I pick up a load of jeans. Like, I'm the kind of person, I'm always the same size. I know what size I am. I'm fine. I just go, I buy it. No, not anymore. I'm in a Topshop changing room thinking I'm a size 10 and I emerge thinking that I'm a size 16. Like, it's fine to have Gigi Hadid in your ad campaign, but if your jeans only fit Gigi Hadid, you're definitely doing something wrong. Like, I don't think I've got a big ass. I couldn't get anything over my ass. It was a disgrace. Like, I felt so dismayed. Also, all their clothes are cropped. Everything's cropped. I'm not Jennifer Lopez. I'm not walking down the high street in a fur coat with a crop top. It's an absolute joke. I was furious. What is going on? Like, I love Topshop. I like to be trendy. Not anymore. So I've been looking for people to come in and talk to me for the podcast. And the lovely Natalie Macento got in touch with me to talk to me about her PhD that she did in water.
Welcome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And can you tell me a little bit about what you've done, what this amazing PhD is, please?
So there's a lot of myths with water. We're kind of told, like, if you don't have water, you know, you're going to die, everything's going to go wrong with you. And in that part, is true that if you don't have water for a long time, you will start to fall apart, your body, but also your brain. You won't be able to think, you'll have that kind of delirium. But we don't know as much about if you just don't have water overnight and for a couple hours in the day. So what I did, I kind of thought, let's get people not to drink water for a little bit. Let's get them in my laboratory. Let's make them do lots of tasks, see how they perform, and then give them some water and see how they perform again. And we kind of assumed, like, oh, they'll be amazing. They'll perform so much better. But actually, we found people just really in a really bad mood, and they just perform the same. So they're really shitty with me.
Yeah.
But actually, their ability to think didn't change, which is interesting.
So you're a professional scientist?
Yes. I did a PhD and I still kind of work in kind of medical research. But yeah, I kind of dabble here and there.
Yeah, no, that's a really proper job.
It is, yeah. But I did get away with being a student for about 10 years, which is the dream. I still have an NUS card. So.
You still have an NUS card?
Yeah, it does run out at the end of this year. But
you see, I probably shouldn't say this because it's definitely illegal, but my sister's a student and we look really alike. So I have a Uni Days app on my phone which there's just a picture of me. So when I could go to shops, I'm like, 10%, yeah, that's me. And they're like, aren't you a little old? Absolutely not. Got ID'd Sainsbury's last week. I am not.
Yeah, well, I still was asked on the bus whether I was a child. So what was that, like less than 16? Oh, well, like child ticket?
You know why? You've got the glow.
Yes, because I probably drink water every 5 seconds.
Yeah, you've got the glow because you know about water.
Yeah. But
so I'm kind of fascinated by this because there's always some sort of weird guideline out, like, oh, you should drink 8 glasses of water a day, or you should drink 25,000 litres of water a day. And then, oh, water isn't good enough. Why don't you drink like birch water or, I don't know, whatever else, a coconut water, all these weird waters. Is there any truth in these waters being better than water?
it really annoys me. At the gym, I saw a poster saying coconut water better hydrates you. And I asked them to take it down because I was like, what does that mean? How can something better hydrate you? So this whole fad of coconut water, yes, it's got some extra bits in. My boyfriend says it tastes like Rice Krispies, which makes, he thinks it tastes nice. I think it tastes a bit too biological for me. But it's got some extra stuff and it is, I guess, nice. It's good for you. There's some stuff in there, but it's not better than water. Water is the best thing to hydrate you. And actually, I looked at some studies. When people are saying coconut water is better, they're comparing it against sports drinks. So they're saying, because it's kind of got those similar electrolytes, which is all myth as well. Like when you're doing exercise, most people don't need extra electrolytes.
What is an electrolyte?
It's salts and
salts.
Stuff, yeah. I think, yeah. I don't know. It's just a word they made up, like endorphins. What's that really? I don't know.
But are they also not real?
I think they are real, but it's kind of like a very big group term for other stuff.
Oh my goodness. You see, that's ruined everything for me. Why did I go spinning? I did it for the endorphins.
Well, I think, I like to think exercise is good for blood flow. So it's all about blood flow in your brain.
Yeah.
So I think if you just swing your head around, it's just all blood flow in the brain.
I mean, that's not a bad plan. Maybe that's why people are doing inversions on the beach all the time.
I've not heard about that. What's that?
It's a fancy word for a headstand.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's what they call them.
And they often take the photo hiding someone holding their legs as well, don't they?
That's, oh, yeah, apparently. Yeah. I couldn't even get onto my head to have someone hold my legs, if I'm realistic.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. And that's when they go for the coconuts.
Yeah.
That's when they're smiling with a coconut and I'm like, I hope there's a pina colada inside.
Mm-hmm. I think you've got to think about who is telling you to drink all these fancy drinks. And it's all, I think the problem is water's a bit boring. So they thought, let's just chuck loads of other stuff in and tell you it's better than something that naturally exists that we've been drinking for centuries. So I think coconut water, as I said, it tastes nice, but I don't think it has any extra benefit that we don't already need. It's just a marketing kind of ploy, I think. That's my opinion, I think. But the research says that, you know, it's not going to better hydrate you. It's just a thing. Yeah.
Have you heard of birch water?
I haven't heard of it. Is that like wood water?
You see, I found out about it when I went for a meeting with someone and they'd bought it. And she was like, oh, I'm really hungover, so I'm having a birch. And I was like, how much did that cost? And this can of it costs about £7. And I don't know what they've done. I don't know, like put a glass of water, like lobbed a bit of bark in or something, and then gone, birch. But it was A, not very nice, and B, I mean, farcical to me that birch water would only just have suddenly turned up in cans.
Yeah, I think I've never heard of that, but it sounds nonsense.
It's the new coconut water.
Really?
I swear to God, yeah. Mary Portis talked about it on a programme.
What if you get like splinters and stuff? I don't like.
I mean, that's my worst nightmare.
Yeah.
That's my absolute worst nightmare.
I think I can only just about manage with these, you know, these glasses, these water vessels you can get with you put fruit in the middle.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone at my gym has that. And I just think I just have my standard water and everyone has to have infused water with strawberries and mixed fruit and stuff.
Yeah, no, I was actually just, my housemate started doing that. So we have these like carafes in our house. Mm. And now every time I go to get any water, it's got loads of lemons in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what, that's fine. It tastes quite nice. I like lemons. But then she's like, no, but you should drink lemon water. It's better for you. And I'm like, you're really clever. And you never question any of this.
Well, there is some evidence about lemon and kind of, I think, I'm not an expert in this, but I think there is something about lemon and helping digestion, maybe.
Mm.
But again, if we're talking about hydration, it's not going to better hydrate you at all. But I think, again, a lot of it's just about taste. I think some people just put these things in to make them taste nicer. But God knows what. They could put anything in water and people would think, like the Fiji water, I thought was mad. I didn't really understand that.
Oh, it's so expensive.
Yeah. And it's exactly the same, surely.
Yeah. It's just water from a different stream, isn't it?
Exactly. It's still water. Your body's made up with the same stuff. There's no difference, really. So.
And what about something that I don't think we see as much of it, but what about vitamin water, that stuff marketed by the Coca-Cola company?
Again, it's all stuff they've put in there to make you think you need more than the natural resource that is water. And I think it's all just made up stuff to make you think that you need. I mean, vitamins are a bit of a weird area anyway as well, aren't they?
I truly believe that vitamins are unnecessary if you eat a balanced Western diet.
I think that's what most people say, don't they?
Yeah.
They do. I've got a little bit addicted to Barocca myself, but just because I'm not a caffeine drinker. And to me,
It's not real, though.
It's not real. Yeah, it's probably a placebo as well. And it makes your urine really, really funny coloured.
I know, but I think that's almost part of the effect. You're like, oh, it's changed the colour of my wee, which means it's been through my body and it's done something.
Exactly.
Good.
Magic. It's glowing. Yeah.
I get really annoyed about vitamins. My mum's really into sort of A vitamins, B, like holistic therapies. Mm. And she's constantly, I'm like, oh, something's wrong with me. And she's like, well, you know, a bit of vitamin C. I'm like, mum, vitamin C is not going to help the fact that I have a kidney infection. Please. She once tried to, I was born with a partially functioning kidney, and she tried to cure it through homeopathy in the 90s. And like, I was like, social services are going to get involved if you don't stop this, you lunatic.
My mum is Polish, and I broke my foot once. And you know how parents don't believe when you break things?
Yeah.
They just took me to bed and wrapped it in cabbage. Because my mum believed that cabbage would help kind of the swelling and it would just heal it. And it just stank. It was so horrible. So, yeah, I think mothers and medicine shouldn't mix.
No, that's awful. My granny also used to, when I got a splinter, she would chew up bread, then slap it on, then put a plaster on because it was meant to draw the splinter out. And it was just gross. So I'd be the girl at school with like chewed granny bread on her hand. It was
how long would you keep it on there for?
I don't know, like a day. It was rank.
Yeah,
absolutely rank. The worst outfits I've ever gone out in were all when I was at university. So when I was at university, I was a raver, which is a lot like a raver, but everyone's really loaded. And I used to wear a turquoise t-shirt with a neon E on the front. And I used to drive this like souped up Ford car, listening to drum and bass really, really loudly, so that everyone outside the car knew I was listening to drum and bass and therefore thought I was really, really safe. Everything I owned was neon. I mean, I think I had a t-shirt that said like, flick your bean for Agnes Dean. I mean, I was horrific. Yeah, new rave was my absolute dream. Like I kept it going for much longer than it should have. I used to wear these things called party pants, which were essentially high-waisted sequin knickers that I would wear to nightclubs. And I mean, like, I wasn't a small girl when I was at university. I ate a lot of Domino's. I drank a lot of beer. It was really, really, really offensive. So what made you decide to do a PhD in water?
There's a lot of, as I said, myths. People think that we have to drink it and we know everything we know about water, but actually there's not a lot of evidence. There's just a lot of assumption and people telling you what to do. And I wanted to be a student forever. I saw this PhD and thought, that sounds interesting, I could do that. I'm quite interested in nutrition and stuff like that, so it kind of links to that area. But finishing it, I think I kind of realised, even though I kind of have contributed to the evidence, I've shown that water doesn't actually make your brain amazingly different. It just makes you feel a little bit less thirsty. That kind of hasn't hit the mainstream, so people are still saying, drink 5 minutes, drink all this, drink that. No, it hasn't. I think there's too much media hype and too many other people pushing these other waters for the kind of the science to actually have an effect. But we'll see, maybe.
I feel like science is just being pushed to the side at the moment.
It is. If you're not a pretty face, if you're not, you know, Joe Wicks or Emily, whatever her name is, or Ella thingy. And yeah, they're all pushing something, aren't they? And I think we need someone to be the face of tap water.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that could be my next calling on behalf of the British Water Board.
I got invited to this conference about water. I sometimes get invited to them, and they're usually other nutritionists. But this one was Thames Water were there, explaining like how they filter the water, and it was interesting. But it's nice to know where it comes from and the process, how long it takes to filter our water from toilet to other end.
They're always saying that our water in London is full of cocaine and hormones.
There was a bit of debate about the amount of fluoride and hormones. Yeah, there was someone who, I think it's one of these people who follow kind of conspiracy theories. There's a lot of people out there that I think won't. My parents refuse to drink tap water, but I think that's just because they're snobs.
Oh, they don't drink tap water?
No, but I think they say that it tastes funny, but I don't know. I think it, compared to this, because the South is very hard, isn't it? It's hard water.
Yeah.
And they live up in Liverpool.
Yeah, my parents live in Scotland, and I think the water does taste nicer.
Yeah. But so this is the thing. There's an interesting thing about water, and I think people have different habitual kind of. Some people have I do have a bottle of water with me all the time. I do sip, because I think that's taking all these guidelines and all this nonsense about drinking 6 litres a day. I think the main thing is just drink little and often as much as you can. And kind of monitor yourself. If you're feeling headachy, you might be dehydrated, but you don't need to drink a set amount of 8 glasses, because the 8 glasses thing was nonsense as well. Someone just made, because what is a glass? I think that's the thing.
That's true. It's also a real relief to me because I'm really bad at drinking lots of water.
Well, you do get your water from other things, like even alcohol you get water from food.
Good to know.
So, and this whole thing about, oh, if you're drinking caffeine, then it reverts it, because that's not true. You get water from everything you eat and drink. So
that's great.
Yeah. I think as long as you just eat and drink as much as you can, then that's... Yeah, good.
Down with birch water, is all I can say.
Yeah, I birch water sounds insane. And I don't really like to eat things that taste like nature.
It's like go and lick a tree. See, I've heard that taking probiotics will be good for your mental health. And I don't know if this is another thing that people have made up.
So definitely at the university I did my PhD in, they have a big lab that look at probiotics and prebiotics. I don't know the difference between.
Yeah.
And there is a lot of evidence about your gut.
Yeah.
And they have a big poo lab there where they would analyse poo, which no one envies that job. But I think the link between that and your brain is, an odd one. I don't know about that.
Yeah, I have been told that.
Again, I think the problem is one person will do this tiny little study or guess something, and then the media will spin it. There's a lot of stuff about, we're a bit obsessed with what we eat and what we drink, and if someone tells us this is good, then everyone will jump on it, won't they? And because we're just striving to be better people.
But I really don't believe that what you eat determines how good a person you are. Like, you know, if you're overweight and you don't exercise, you're not a bad person. Like, you could be still, you know, incredibly kind and clever and funny. You know, just because you don't look the certain way that we're expected to look doesn't mean that you're any less of a person. And also this whole, like, clean food, dirty food. Like, stop it. Stop demonising foods. And then the people that eat them, it's horrible.
I think a lot of it, there's a bit of fear-mongering as well. Like, everyone's like, we're all obese. We're all going to get diabetes. We're all going to get dementia. And so a lot of the time when you try and get these studies funded, so there's a lot of work in like blueberries and those kind of fruits and vegetables, you often say about how it can help the older generation and prevent dementia or prevent obesity, because I think that's the only way you're going to get funding research at the moment. I think there's a lot of fear about this adult, kind of older adult population and how what you're eating can affect you at later life. So I think that's why people kind of jump on these things, yeah.
God, that is really interesting. I mean, people are always saying that blueberries are antioxidants, and I'm like, that doesn't make sense, does it, the whole antioxidant idea?
The blueberry stuff, my friend did a study with children and blueberry shakes, but you had to eat so many blueberries to show this tiny effect. I think what they do is they do clear up biological mess in your system. I think that's what they mean by antioxidant. But again, it's one of those terms, like, what does that actually mean?
Yeah.
But I think blueberries, there is a little bit of evidence, but the sheer amount you have to eat is insane. You'd be poor because you would have bought all of Tesco's supply of blueberries before you eat
them. So expensive.
Yes.
God, I can't wait for all this to just come out. Oh, we've returned to scientific fact. Oh, thank God.
I think people are sceptical. That's the problem, because there's, even in the science community, people can't decide. You know, I think a lot of doctors, I work with doctors at the moment, and they really don't like nutrition studies because they're not, it's hard to get thousands of people to do a diet or do something for a long time. So the quality of the studies is not the same as doing a drug trial. So there's a lot of speculation. Scientists are arguing with themselves, which then people kind of, when you see the Daily Mail one day says, oh, we eat blueberries, and then it doesn't. It confuses people, but they want a clear message, don't they?
So. But no doctor has ever believed, or no scientist has ever believed, that you can cure your cancer with avocados, right? Like, that was a lunatic in Australia who made it up.
I think it's an interesting thing. I was listening to Woman's Hour, and they were talking about how diet can improve kind of cancers and things. I think it's a very, very dangerous area to start.
It's going
to
be dangerous. Imagine like being like, oh, I'm going to quit my chemo and I'm just going to have a courgette.
Yeah, no.
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 Thank you so much, Natalie.
No problem.
That's been really, really interesting. And I'm so pleased that your foot got wrapped in a cabbage.
Yeah, I try and tell my friends how crazy my mother is. And when they hear that, they kind of get it.
I mean, that's it for me.
Yeah.
I'm sold. So thanks so much for listening. I will be back next week. If you want to hear me weekly, make sure that you download and subscribe to the Deliciously Stellar podcast on iTunes.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Tunes.